Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. At least 9 people are dead after a shooting attack today at a shopping mall in Munich, Germany. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Berlin tells us police are urging people to stay inside as there could still be suspects at large.
Public transit has been shut down. The police are diverting traffic. They're not letting traffic go into Munich. They're monitoring the autobahns and the like, and so they've spread a pretty wide net, but still focused on that central area of this very large city.
Members of Germany's elite anti-terrorism force are on the scene looking into possible terror links. The political world is waiting for Hillary Clinton to announce her vice presidential pick, but the presumptive Democratic nominee isn't letting on just yet. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Clinton is campaigning in Tampa and responding to the Republican convention.
Clinton said it was perversely flattering to hear speakers at the Republican convention talk about her so much, and she had praise for one of the speakers.
I mean, I never thought I would say these words, but Ted Cruz was right.
On the third night of the convention, he was roundly booed for not endorsing Trump and telling convention goers to vote their conscience.
In this election, do the right thing and vote your conscience. Vote for your future. Vote for a United States of America.
One thing Clinton didn't mention in her speech was her vice presidential pick. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Tampa.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana today, policeman and Iraq War veteran Matthew Gerald was laid to rest in the state's National Cemetery. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports his funeral was the first in a series of memorials for 3 law enforcement officers shot to death on Sunday.
Bagpipes led the funeral procession as family, friends, and fellow officers followed the flag-draped casket of Matthew Gerald. He'd been on the Baton Rouge Police Force less than a year, Police Academy Commander Lieutenant J.D. Leach.
Matt held many titles: husband, father, son, officer, Marine, Army Crew Chief, friend, servant, veteran, and hero.
Gerald, who was 41, is the first lawman to be buried since Sunday's attack that also killed policeman Montrell Jackson and Sheriff's Deputy Brad Garofola. Authorities say gunman Gavin Long targeted officers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Baton Rouge.
On Wall Street, stocks hit a 4th straight week of gains, the Dow up 53 points to close at 18,570. The S&P closed at a record high, up 9 points at 2175. This is NPR. International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde will face trial in France in the case of a 2008 payout to French tycoon Bernard Tapie. Jake Saganera reports from Paris.
Bernard Tapie was awarded 404 million euros when he sued the French bank Credit Lyonnais for defrauding him in the sale of his stake in Adidas. Lagarde was then President Nicolas Sarkozy's economy minister. She had appointed an arbitration panel to handle the case instead of letting it go to the courts. There have been allegations that Tapie's support of Sarkozy influenced Lagarde's decision, but the IMF chief has always denied any wrongdoing. Lagarde's lawyer said he is certain the trial will show she is innocent. As for Tapie, he is currently appealing a French court's ruling to overturn the settlement awarded by Lagarde's panel. For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganero in Paris.
Much of the nation is baking in a heat wave that is intensified by high humidity. Every state in the lower 48 except for Washington State experienced 90 degrees or more today. The National Weather Service forecasts that on Monday, nearly all of those states could hit 95 on the heat index. Americans renting their homes or apartments are getting a bit of a break from what had been years of heavy increases. Rental costs, according to real estate data firm Zillow, are still rising, but at a much more manageable pace that matches wages. The tempered prices are thanks to new construction that has eased demand. The median monthly rent in the United States is about $1,400. This is NPR.